As you read through the Bible, you'll find many places where it says, "Thus saith the Lord," or "Thus says the Lord God." Time after time you'll see that. And it's in there because God wants us to know that it is important what is coming right after that, and He is the one saying it, so that it is true. And if it's something that He is talking about as a future event or something, you can count on it. Or maybe it's a promise. Whatever He says is true, will come to pass, and you can bank on it. Now, in getting ready for this Sunday, I had some difficulty in finding a video. I typically look for something that is a song, or, you know, a worship song, some praises, or something that ties in with the message, or something that ties in with the event or the time of year, whatever. Obviously, Christmas, there are a lot of Christmas-type carols and songs to play and everything. But for New Year, I couldn't find anything appropriate. And I struggled, and I went through it. I'm looking, doing a lot of searching on my computer, and I really couldn't find anything that I could settle on and said, you know, this is a good New Year's song or something like that. And then I came across this particular video. And I said, I'll play it. What the heck? It wasn't a song. And you can see there are a lot of scripture verses here. A lot of good ones. And the thought hit me, and I know it wasn't me, well, why not use that? There's probably a verse or two in there that I could use to build on for a message for this year, you know, for New Year's. So I said, well, okay. So I replayed the video, and I just kind of, you know, I looked at each scripture, and I jotted down the chapter and verse. I didn't write out the scripture. I just jotted down the chapter and verse of anyone that just kind of hit me and said, well, maybe I can use that. And out of all of the ones that were played there, I found five that I thought might be appropriate, that I can pick one or two. I had no thought of how to combine them or anything like that. It was just whatever struck me as a possibility to speak on. I said, okay. So then what I did, I went to my website that has, you know, the Bible and all verses. You can do searching and all this other stuff. And I copied those five verses that I had written down as, you know, just chapter and verse, and pasted them on a separate page so I could see each one of those five. And then two of them were so close to each other, I said, well, I don't, you know, want to make it too lengthy. So I whittled it down to four. And then I looked at them, and I said, oh my goodness, this is God's message to us. It just struck me. Like I said, I had no thought of how to combine them or use them or anything. I was just looking at random for some that I could work with. And it just amazed me. I just knew in my heart that this is what the Lord was saying to us at this time for the new year. So, first one is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You know, we've struggled the past couple of years in different ways. We're small, you know. Finances are tight. We wonder what's going on. You know, the Lord has seemingly kept us here for a purpose, kept us together, even though we have struggled. We don't know how the finances are always going to play out. And We've tried to cut back expenses and everything. And let's face it, a lot of people have had issues, whether it's health or whatever. And we've gone through some difficult times. But the Lord wants us to know that He has a plan for us. It's like it says here. He knows the thoughts that He thinks towards us. They're good thoughts. He has a plan for us. He wants us to have peace, His peace, not as the world gives, but as He gives, peace in our hearts, and to give us a future and a hope. There is a future for us. We're not going to disband. We're not going to just fall apart or anything. We're still going to be here. We may remain small for who knows how long, or the Lord may grow us. I don't know exactly what His plan is, but He has a plan. He wants us to have peace about it. He wants us to have hope. Hope is confident expectation that He has good things in store for us. The world may be falling apart, but He is with us, and He is going to give us good things this year. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a year without struggles or challenges, but it means we're going to see His hand. His plan is going to be unfolding for us. He wants us to have peace and hope. That's very important. And the second one's from Isaiah. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yeah, we've had a lot of struggles these past years. Forget them. They're nothing. Don't dwell on them. It's all in the past. You can't change the past. Can't do anything about it. There's no point in even thinking about it or worrying about it. It's over and done with. The Lord says, behold, I do a new thing. He's about to do new things here with us and through us. That's why He wants us to have peace and a hope. He's planning on new things. Behold, I do new things. Why does He say behold here? Look, I want you to see this. I want you to see I'm doing something new. I'm doing new things with you. Shall you not know it? No, back up. Not done yet. It's going to happen. Now it shall spring forth. Here we are, the beginning of a new year. Shall you not know it? He wants us to see it. He's not doing something in a corner or behind a curtain or whatever. When these things begin to happen, He wants us to see it. These good things that He has for us. He wants us to be aware of it. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Does it seem like at times we're in a wilderness or going through a desert, dry times? Does it seem like there are times we ask God, where are you? What are you doing in my life? What are you doing at Second Baptist? Because we always seem to be struggling in one way or another. Do we ever ask that question? Well, God is going to make streams or rivers in the desert and a road in the wilderness. If you're in the wilderness, it's like, I don't know where I am or where I'm going or whatever. It's all bleak. I make a road. Just follow that road and you're going to be fine. He's going to make a river in the desert. What more can a desert want or need than water? A river. Life. That's what water represents. Life. He's going to make new life come into our desert, so to speak. He's going to bless us. Okay. Yeah. Then Isaiah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We've been waiting on the Lord for a long time. It's hard to have patience. Yet the Lord rewards patience. And here he's saying, you've been waiting on me. You're going to renew your strength. Many of us feel weak in different ways, whether it's physically or whether it's emotionally, even spiritually. Because again, we're small in number. We don't have enough people to do everything we wish we could do, we'd like to do, we want to do. We don't have the finances to do a lot of the things that we would otherwise be able to do. But we don't need to worry about those things. We're doing what the Lord has given us to do. We're being faithful in that. And we're waiting on him. We've been waiting a long time. The Lord is saying, in effect, I know your patience. You've been waiting on me. And now you're going to be rewarded. You're going to renew your strength. You're going to see new things, and you're going to feel new strength to be able to accomplish things for him. Strength such that you'll mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles soar effortlessly above the fray, above everything. That's where the Lord wants to take us, up high, above all the turmoil and strife and everything that's happening down here. That we'll have peace in our hearts. And just soaring above it all, being carried by the winds of the Spirit, soaring. You'll be able to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. There are times we've been plodding along these past few years, and I'm sure a lot of us have gotten weary. Is anything ever going to change? We're ever going to grow? We're ever going to be blessed the way we'd like to be blessed, to be able to do things? Yes. The time is coming. We're going to be able to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Renewed strength. Renewed strength. And then lastly, and I think this is very important, Jesus himself said this, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. He wants us to be joyful, but he also wants us to ask. Now there's a caution here. The asking that we do should be in accordance with his will, because there are other scriptures that tie into that. When you ask anything according to his will, you receive it. Everything should always be, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. But he wants us to be bolder in our asking. He wants us to come boldly before his throne and say, Lord, I believe that this is your will and I'm asking for this. Whether it's on behalf of yourself, on behalf of the church, on behalf of the community, on behalf of our nation, whatever. To be bold in our asking. God wants to honor our requests. He wants us to answer because he wants us to be joyful. When you start getting your prayers answered, there's joy that you just can't stop it. It just bubbles up and overflows when you get a prayer answered, right? Anytime you've had a prayer answered, you can't help it but feel joyful. That God has heard you and has answered. And he's saying here, I want you to ask. Ask anything according to his will. Now, it's not always easy to know what his will is. I admit that. But that should not prevent us from asking. That should not prevent us from saying, Lord, what is your will in this situation? Because I want to pray about it. I want to pray in accordance with your will. I want to see things happen. Not for my own benefit, but for others and for your glory. I want to be bolder in my asking. That's the way we should all be. To be bold. After all, God says, come boldly before the throne of grace. What does he want us to do? Just stand there? Just sit there? Not say a word? What's the whole point of coming boldly before the throne unless we're going to do something there? He wants us to boldly ask. Ask for things. Beyond anything that we can do ourselves. Beyond anything that we're capable of doing ourselves. Because we serve an awesome God. He is a miracle working God. And he wants to demonstrate that to us. Yeah, we've seen some miracles in the past. Relatively speaking, some small ones. But nevertheless, God wants to show us that he's bigger than anything that we have seen before. We are his people, we are his children, and he is inviting us to come to him like never before. This is the beginning of a new year, and new things are going to happen. When I first put those four scriptures together, I just looked at them and I was blown away. I said, I don't have to do anything about them. All I have to do is just, here they are. This is what the Lord is saying. And just talk about them a little bit. I don't have to dig up any other scriptures or plan how are they going to fit together. They all fit perfectly together. Think about it. And they're in your bulletin. Read them. One after the other. See how they all fit together from beginning to end. I was just blown away when I saw that. I knew in my heart, this is what the Lord is saying to this church, to you, this congregation, here and now, the beginning of this year. Because this year is going to be different. Receive it, believe it. Take hold of it. Begin asking God for bigger things. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word to us. I pray it would sink into every heart and mind, that each one of us would understand and grasp the truth here, that this is truly what you are saying to us, Lord. I know sometimes it's hard to believe, just as I'm sure in the past, whenever you said something to your people or even to other nations, I'm sure it was hard for people to believe it. Oh, that'll never happen, or oh, that's too wonderful, I can't expect that. Or, there are all sorts of reasons why we choose not to believe something. But Lord, if you have said it, it's true. Like I said, we can count on it. And I truly believe in my heart, Lord, that you have said these things and are saying them now to us. And again, I pray that each one of us would take hold of this, grasp hold of this truth, and believe it, and trust you, Lord, for all the good things that you have promised here. May we begin to act on your word like never before. May we not look at past disappointments or discouragements or anything of that nature. The old is over and done with. The past is done. It's gone. This is a new day, a new year. And thank you for new beginnings, Lord, and new things that you are doing and are planning to do here amongst us. So thank you, Father. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.